Violence has increased in the past week between Pakistani security forces and militants. The latest attack, before dawn Tuesday, left 5 Pakistani soldiers dead. Last week, the Al-Qaeda-linked militants attacked and briefly captured a military fort in South Waziristan. 2 days later, the military claimed up to 90 militants were killed in 2 separate clashes in the same area. But a spokesman for the militants denied the heavy loss of life. Army spokesman Major General Atar Abbas says the militants suffered heavy casualties in the latest attack, but did not know the exact number of deaths. He also denied the military was carrying out a major offensive in the region.
The military or the security forces are carrying out the operations in the areas where they are being attacked upon. The civilians are being pressurized by the militants to fall in their line, and we are not carrying out any big operation. It is only against the miscreants which are creating problems of attacking the security force.
The Al-Qaeda-linked militants are led by Pakistan's most wanted man, Beitullah Masood, whom both the government and the United States blame for the assassination last month of opposition leader Benazir Bhutto. The security forces have been fighting militants in South Waziristan for several years. Many Al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters took refuge on the Pakistan side of the border after the United States ousted the Taliban from Afghanistan following the September 11, 2001 attacks on the U.S. In recent months, the militants have launched at least 20 bombings aimed mostly at the security forces across Pakistan, killing more than 400 people. Political analyst Ayaz Amir says the government is losing control of the tribal region.
Its reach has not only diminished, it has evaporated from many parts of the tribal areas, especially north and south Waziristan, and to the extent where tribals who are really in favor of the government, they are afraid to show their true feelings or their true colors because of fear of retaliation from the Taliban militants. So the situation is very bad.
Although violence has risen across Pakistan, Amir does not believe it will stop the parliamentary elections that are scheduled for February 18th. The latest attack occurred just hours before Admiral William Fallon, the commander of the U.S. military Central Command, was due in the country Tuesday for talks with Pakistani Army Commander General Ashfaq Kayani. No details of his visit have been released. Nancy Amelia Collins, VOA News, Islamabad.